Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's all coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
We have
some
the audio
of
Jeff being arrested.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Love to hear it.
I've got to be a macho man. I've got to be a macho. Pretty lights. No, wait, it's the cop from the Village People.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah,
sir,
yes?
Do you know how fast you were going?
But look, hon, I forgot to set my TiVo for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. If I miss the intro, I'll just slap you silly.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Just an itty-bitty bit. 3 drinks, a Cosmopolitan, a mojito, and a pink lady. Then I sucked down a bud.
I thought Jesus. You only had 3 drinks.
Well, I did, silly. My bud Andrew was with me. My, that's a big stick you've got.
Okay, let's see if you can walk a straight line.
Look, I don't know about that, but I can talk a straight line. Here's one.
Hey, how about them Cowboys this season?
All right, can you come with me, sir?
Oh, I can come with you repeatedly.
Dispatch, this is Unit 23 requesting backup.
I want your unit to back me up, big
fella. If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. You're talking all high, and I know you don't mean it. You really want me to go, shut up.
That's right. We have a guest.
Yeah, we should all shut up because we have a guest.
Yeah, we have a guest. A lovely guest.
Wait a minute. She's in some exotic port, I think.
Floating head.
It's a vision. It's Allie Breen. Yeah, she's like a floating head. Hi, Allie. Where are you?
Hey, I'm at the airport. I'm in one of their little vestibules, but it looks like, you know those class pictures you used to take where there's one of you and then the other one's looking off?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly,
you look like an after Catholic school yearbook or something.
Hi.
All you need
really
is a cross.
Which airport?
At LaGuardia.
Oh, okay. I can smell it.
Ah.
Yeah.
They're in Dallas.
Now, the way the show works is Allie Breen is a comedian. She's also our source for all things romantic in the world of love. And we call the show Sexy Time. And it's people writing us to ask questions about their love life. We try to fix them. Let's just get right to it. Allie, what have you got?
Dear Allie, I went out for coffee last week with a guy, and then we agreed to have a dinner date and go Dutch. We had a great time, and then when the bill came, he had a 2-for-1 coupon, and he used that to pay for his half.
Ace.
I'm all about going Dutch, but this was uncomfortable. Even if he used it to take me out, it would have been cringe, but especially this. Should I give him another chance?
No.
Actually, I can't believe you're saying that. That's in one of our news stories this morning.
Yes, it is.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dining turnoffs. I already mentioned one of them to Ace, which is ordering a steak well done. Another one is using a coupon.
Yep.
Okay, but this is a really, this is an extreme coupon case here. This is.
The only way it would have been okay is if he used it for hers, thinking she's going to pay for it. Surprise, I'm not paying for it either.
That would have been mildly cringe. This is next level cringe.
Yeah.
There's no reason to give this guy another shot. He might be a good dude, but.
What happened to equality? What happened to ERA?
There's a chance this guy chose the restaurant, too, knowing damn well that he was going to get
a free.
I can't afford to buy two dinners at this place. Have you seen these prices?
Yeah, but chick, there's no V in the word coupon, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm a little confused. If you got 2-for-1... They have one dinner, then they split the bill. She saved money, too.
No, he didn't split the bill.
No.
He used
for his.
She paid for the one meal.
Oh, okay.
And he got his for free.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so bad.
On a first date, especially. Embarrassing. This is a few dates in, it's bad, but yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. You separate the wheat from the chaff. You know what you're working with. Damn right. Yeah, tell her to hit the bricks, Huckamuck.
You know what you're working with. And
that's right.
You don't want to work with
you can't buy a meal for yourself, hobo. Okay. Get your crap and get out.
If there wasn't any spark, go ahead and never see him again.
In the words of Jay-Z, I'm the prize, okay?
Really?
That's what he says.
You can quote Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. I couldn't even identify him if I had a...
I'm
you're
a monster.
Sitting in here.
Yes, you could.
I'm a monster.
Let's move on. Thank you very much, Allie. What else you got?
Dear Allie, my husband bought me a vibrator to help spice things up in the bedroom. I can't believe I never knew what a game changer it would be. We use it together all the time, but then I also use it all the time by myself. Now he's getting insecure and he wants to stop using it completely, but I'd honestly rather stop using him.
Oh,
our relationship.
Oh, boy. Well, sounds like the train has left the station.
Wow. Well, let's see that vibrator put a roof over your head, babe.
Maybe she puts the roof over his head.
Yep, you never know.
That's right. In that case, get rid of this loser. Is this the guy with the coupon?
Sounds like she's about to.
That's a shame.
Maybe he bought the vibrator with a coupon.
Well, the shame is now a lot of people are going to hear the story and they go, "This is why we don't have vibrators."
You just got to reassure them.
Yeah.
Just gotta go, honey.
Yeah. Or find someone with a giant dong
that can vibrate. Though?
Excuse me. To the great Billy Crystal. I'll have what he's having. What is this? What is this?
Never worked so hard.
Tell him to drink a lot of coffee or do something that gives him the shakes. Maybe he can measure up.
Yeah.
The shakes.
You can compromise. Like when you're together, you don't have to use it, but you can still go solo without him.
I don't.
No.
You could.
No, I think that's what he's upset about.
I think that's unfair.
Well,
is that.
To go to the shower. He's
cheating
like,
or not, Chrissy? Is that cheating?
No.
Are you sure?
Is masturbation cheating?
What the hell?
I'm just saying.
God.
What if you're what? It depends on what you're looking at.
What are you thinking about? Somebody else, maybe.
No, it's still not cheating. You have to do that.
Adult entertainment is not cheating?
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
That's a totally different topic. Yeah, I mean, the point totally is
reassure him. Just go, babe, the reason this feels so good is because you are here with me and involved.
And maybe it's like, hey, look, by the way, I took the liberty of upgrading. I've got the new Evinrude 200. It's a twin.
A twin
200 horse.
And, there it is running in the background. I don't know if you can hear it.
And you hit this switch and it sounds kind of like a early wooden Chris Craft there. This is the one with the Packard engine.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be happy. It's less work for him.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've solved this one. Let's move on. Once again, Allie Breen can be reached, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, and tell us your love troubles and we'll fix them for you. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my husband told me years ago he likes to wear my underwear after I've had them on for a few days. It was a pretty sexy secret that we had, and I was really into it.
Wait a second.
Tom's going to get a massive case of the willies.
Read the first sentence again.
Yeah. My husband told me years ago he likes to wear my underwear after I've had them on for a few days.
He likes to wear them?
I think he's pulling them out of the hamper and putting them on.
For sure.
Yeah.
For a few days.
Yeah.
Why is she wearing her underwear for a few days?
Exactly. Because he likes it.
He likes it.
Right.
I thought she didn't know that. And she just found out. Okay.
No, of course.
I mean, it's not clear, but hopefully that's the case.
And she goes on to say that she thinks it's sexy.
She thinks it's sexy. But now he's starting to wear nylons and silk camis that I haven't worn under his clothes. And I think it's less about me and just about what he likes.
And also,
that doesn't turn me on.
Also, he has a boy. He has a boyfriend, doesn't he, Allie?
Possibly.
That's a whole different sphere of things.
There are men who are cross-dressers.
I told you I had to bail out one of our DJs, not here, but in my previous life.
You told me that you would never mention that to anybody.
No. That was the guy, Len.
You look good in a teddy.
Who, Allie, I'll tell you about it. In fact, Len looked kind of like you. He had, let me finish. He had long blonde hair.
There's no way you can interpret that as an insult, Allie.
No, but Len.
A lot of people would, but don't you?
No, Len, he had your beautiful blonde hair.
Okay.
And he was a DJ where I was working, and he was arrested by the cops in women's clothing. But here's the thing. His wife knew all about it, and he wore her clothes all the time. He'd go out in the town. I didn't know anything about it. I get this phone call. Can you come bail me out of jail? It was weird, but...
Well, it was...
Can you come bail me out of jail? But Christy's right. That's a different thing. Just the women's... There's a whole sphere of things that... Who knows what he's into.
Why wouldn't Len call his wife to bail him out of jail?
That I was not clear on.
You might have been part of the fetish, Tom. You might have been a little side note.
No, it was so totally weird that I don't know. But
yeah,
this thing is...
We haven't even heard the whole letter. So
okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. She just said, this is now starting to be unsexy. Is there any way I can turn this around?
I don't think so.
I think it's like putting toothpaste back in the bottle.
Yeah, this is his thing.
He likes it.
I will say that anything crushed in nylons is not going to be sexy. That's not going to be a good look that anyone's going to find hot. Or is that a thing?
Oh, like testicles?
Like a guy, mushed up in nylon.
But this is about what he feels. This is making him feel good for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think
he's going to change.
I don't either.
No, he needs it.
Yep. Now you guys can go shopping together.
That's a nice spin on it.
Yeah. As opposed to like finding women's clothes and
maybe take his mom along.
Yes. I mean, she's probably the reason for this in some odd way.
You think he took her clothes as a kid?
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe he should look at a nice accredited program of deprogramming and see if he can fight it.
Yeah.
He can fight this demon.
There are places you can send him for a week.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's move on.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? It's 2024. You're weird if you're not doing something like this these days. So maybe they're on the right track.
Let's move on. Once again, Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Send her your love troubles.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is 13 years younger than me. We've been together for a year and her birthday is coming up and she wants me to get her a boob job. I told her I love her boobs exactly as they are, so I feel like she's probably doing this for someone else. Maybe I would do it if we're married, but I don't know if I want to buy her boobs for someone else's benefit. What should I do?
She is doing it for someone else herself.
Yeah.
She's doing it for her.
Yeah, that's quite a leap.
Yes. You insecure madman.
But once she has her new boobs, she may find someone else. because now she's hotter, right?
Yeah.
She wants them for her.
I think we can move on to our next letter. Allie, is that correct?
Dear Allie, the adult man that I'm dating has two guinea pigs. No kids, just a 36-year-old man with guineas. How big of a red flag is this?
Big, huge. Get rid of him.
No, it's not.
He jams them in his ass.
Oh, no. What's wrong with having guinea pigs?
They smell.
Or they don't smell.
Give him $100 and you'll go buy a nice girl.
From America. Yeah.
Tell her, ma'am, just sniff them. You'll know.
Just ask him point blank, do you put these in your butt?
Right. Just ask his butt.
How did that rumor get around so widely?
Yeah, I've always wondered, who did Richard Gere piss off? How'd that
happen? Hamster he jammed up his ass?
Exactly.
And that and Rod Stewart in the stomach bump.
I have no doubt that happened.
Well, who did?
that's actually real.
God. Yeah, I don't know. That would be a huge turnoff for me.
Just see what the backstory is.
Yeah, it's a weird
pet
for a man.
Now, is it? He just thinks it's cute.
Maybe it's like his long last love who just died. Pet, so she's trying to keep
there
him.
There could be an answer here. Maybe the next date he'll introduce you to his python.
It's the same as a full-grown woman have a chinchilla or something.
That's what a weirdo.
I don't care what you guys think. If you love animals, you love animals. Yeah. It doesn't matter what they are.
You know, I knew a guy that
it's a talking catcher's bed.
Went out with a woman who had like 40 rabbits in her basement.
Well, that's too many.
That's ridiculous.
That's too many of anything.
Yeah. Smelled like an elephant dung convention, apparently.
Rabbit dung.
Were they 40 rabbits in the basement? Were they having sex and having baby rabbits? They
They do that.
Probably.
Yeah. I think it's weird, but hey, you know, whatever.
Rabbits are a very popular pet. You'd be surprised.
No thanks. Don't get them, rabbits. Especially with Easter coming. Parents, you'll
I've
have
never
to,
met a
you'll do all the work.
Rabbit.
I have I have 30 rabbits in my basement.
Do you?
But I'm running a keychain factory. I don't know what to do with all these.
Now,
the rest
three-legged
of the bodies,
rabbits?
All you're getting rid of are the feet.
How much are you?
I'm trying to teach them how to slither.
How much are you charging for your rabbits' feet keychains?
$1 a piece. It's worth it.
And what's your landed price? What's your price?
20 cents.
20 cents?
Yeah. So it's about an 80% margin.
Have you thought about taking everything to China?
I have, yeah. Okay. But they eat them there.
Okay. Could we move on? Unless we have time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I just found out the guy I'm dating has a second phone. I found out because I snooped in his briefcase while he was in the shower, so I really can't tell him. How do I investigate this further, and what possible reason could there be other than something that's not in his
Could it be a work phone?
No, no, no. You have you do not deserve an answer. You snoop, you sneak, you rat.
You violated the trust.
Yes. Do him a favor and break up with him.
I mean, the guy he could have a work phone.
You are
let me say this.
You're a filthy rat.
If he did, he would have pointed that out. It would have gone off. Well, yeah, sure. He would go, hey, by the way, I got to carry this around because it's paid for by my work and I can't use my work phone for personal.
You're a bad person.
Did you have to break the lock on the briefcase? If you did, then it's probably not a work phone. Like, because why would you lock that? But if it was a shady phone, he would keep it with him at all times, even in the bathroom. He wouldn't even let you have access to it.
Stop answering this lady.
You might forget, though. Sometimes you forget.
Ma'am, I hope you're hit by a bicycle today. And I say bicycle because it'll hurt, but it won't do a lot of damage. It'll just cause you a little bit of pain.
I'm going to say by a bus, it knocks you up on top of a building, and then you fall off that building back into the street and get hit by a car.
Ooh.
That's what I hope.
Wow.
You nosy weirdo.
Yes. Okay. Have some self-confidence.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. We've done a lot of damage today.
Thank you very much.
A lot of damage done today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Allie, now where are you on your way to this time?
I'm going to Dallas. I'm doing my friend. Do you guys know Dave Landau?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Funny comic.
I love Dave.
His podcast. Yeah, they actually fly people out to do the show, I think, because it's in an odd place. So I'm going out to do it. It's called Normal World.
Please tell him we said hello. He's one of our favorites.
I definitely will.
He's
fantastic.
Very funny.
Fun.
Yes.
Tell him I'm not speaking to him, Allie.
And his buddy who was with him last time.
I'll send regards for everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Is that Matt McClowery?
Yes.
Oh my!
That's great. I've worked with Matt a lot. Yeah,
that was one of the funniest moments on this show this year. I don't know.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, we had a great time.
And I can't describe it. I'll have to see if we can get it on tape somewhere. That was great. Yeah, Dave Lando's terrific.
Yeah, you can post it. I would love to see
it. I can't wait to listen to that, Allie. That, you, all three, that'll be terrific, you guys talking. You know,
it should be fun.
Dave's one of those guys. I thought he was a normal human being. And then about, I don't know, 15 years ago, he walked in here with this incredibly weird haircut, and I thought,
he's abnormal.
I thought he was very normal. Then he came in with a weird haircut.
I mean, he had like a mohawk. It was dyed blue and
red.
Hey, this guy's nuts.
Keep talking.
Nuts.
This was
that
great.
Was mine.
He's super funny. Well, thanks, Allie. You look
thanks,
great
guys.
As always.
See, Allie.
Thanks.
Bye,
Allie.
Remind me of my buddy Len.
You remind me of my buddy Len.
Hey, what's Len, wrong with you?
No, Len just had that same
what
hair she has.
What is wrong with you?
And Len.
You can't tell a lady they look remind you of
guy. Just her hair.
That doesn't matter. You
it
don't understand.
It doesn't matter.
And Len dressed up as a woman. That was his thing.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I know you look like a man in drag. You know that?
That's exactly what he said to her.
He did not have a mohawk, though.
No.
No, so he was normal.
Okay. But he had bigger... Never mind.
Oh, boy.
All right. She'll hear about this.
Keep digging.
Digging them holes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.